Exercise physiology is a recurring focus in stroke treatment, potentially changing the horizons of conventional stroke care. I'm Ashlyn Grimley, and I'll be joining Carmen Leif-Jenkins to speak with Dr. Liam Johnson, currently performing research in this area.
My name is Liam Johnson, and I'm from the Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health. So after a stroke, a lot of stroke survivors have reduced cardiorespiratory fitness, and they have low muscle strength, and they have impaired function. So some of the work we're doing is looking at developing exercise testing and training guidelines for stroke survivors to improve in those areas.
Okay, what are some of the specifics of the projects you're working on at the moment?
So the specifics are that we're recruiting patients really early after a stroke, and that's kind of a real novel part of our studies in that we're recruiting patients within 72 hours of having a stroke, and we're engaging them in doing a submaximal cardiorespiratory fitness test in that early phase after a stroke. And then we're following up at 1 month, 3 months to look at the longitudinal changes in their fitness over that period of time.
What drove you to study this area?
So my background's in exercise and sports science, and so I've done quite a bit of work in that area with clinical populations. And I was really fortunate enough to take up a position with Professor Julie Bernard's group here at the Fleury Institute. Julie's really well known for her work in early rehabilitation after a stroke. And so it kind of combines my exercise experience and expertise with her clinical expertise and work in clinical trials to kind of come up with this idea of developing exercise testing and training guidelines early after a stroke.
Why is this clinically important?
So people after a stroke have a whole range of impairments, and for a lot of them they actually don't get the rehabilitation that they need. In fact, very few of them participate in rehab after a stroke, and the options and time to rehabilitate after a stroke is quite limited. And we know that if you're not doing a great deal and if you're inactive early after a stroke, that this leads to poorer outcomes longer term and perhaps a slower recovery rate. So what we're really interested in is seeing if we can change that recovery, if we can change the trajectory of their recovery so that they have a faster rate of recovery and actually get better with less motor impairments, if that makes sense.
So as we already know, AVERT's been announced. We already know the results of that. We know that it's definitively isn't proven that it's good to move patients quickly. How has that changed your research and what you're working on?
One of the findings from the AVERT study was that it's not great for everyone to be mobilised really early after a stroke. So my research is a little bit different. We're not actually accessing them in that first 24 hours, which is what was a key element of the AVERT study. So our research is a little bit after that, and I guess that's kind of the key question, something that came out of Professor Bernard's work in the AVERT trial, is that we're still searching for that optimal time window in which we should be establishing some sort of patterns of physical activity for stroke patients. We still believe that it is somewhere in that early stage after a stroke, but perhaps it's not in that first 24 hours. It's a little bit further down the track. And of course, the question remains is that who actually is able to do that exercise? And this is quite important for a whole range of populations. It's not just stroke patients. Not everyone can do exercise. We actually need to tailor our exercise package to the individual. We're yet to kind of come up with those key criteria in which we can kind of deliver the exercise to, I guess.
And it's clear that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that clear criteria. How do you see that evolving over the next 5 years? I mean, is it really just a bit blue sky at the moment, or have you got a clear vision of where you're going?
So we've got a pretty clear vision of where we're going. We think, at the moment we're doing this kind of really basic kind of underlying stuff of establishing, okay, what are some safe and feasible exercise testing guidelines? Again, this has not been done. We don't know how to test people safely and feasibly early in that early in the rehab process, and then we're starting off, we're doing some pretty novel work in exercise prescription to kind of come up with some training guidelines in which we can actually implement in that early phase after a stroke, and that is going to hopefully lead into some kind of transitional kind of care for stroke patients, and that is developing this kind of platform or a model of rehabilitation that helps them transition from that early stage, getting some exercise early, into their chronic rehabilitation, I guess.
You've just been listening to an interview with Dr. Liam Johnson for the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the National Stroke Organisation. Support is always valuable to us, so please consider becoming a member to help to reduce the global impact of stroke.